Today we're reading John 12, 27 to 36. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, this voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. As we continue in John 12 today, we see that many of the themes that have been building up throughout the book of John are starting to reach a climax. Remember, the setting is Passion Week, the week leading up to the cross. Jesus has just ridden into Jerusalem on a young donkey to crowds shouting Hosanna, and as we read yesterday, even the Greeks, the non-Jewish people, are seeking him. Jesus knows what is going to happen later in the week, and he proclaims, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. First, we see the emotion of Jesus as he shares that his soul is troubled. Jesus, being fully man, just as he was fully God, felt turmoil in his heart. Why? Because he knew his hour had come, his hour when he would have to suffer on the cross. Part of him wants to say, Father, save me from this hour. Save me from the pain of being separated from you. Save me from the physical torture and the emotional torture. Yet he has resolved to go through all the pain. He has resolved to go through with the plan. He says, but for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. His desire to bring the Father glory and fulfill his mission overrides his flesh, which does not want to go through with the suffering. We see amazing determination and resolve from Jesus. He knows all the pain it will take, and he willingly marches forward into it. The Father responds from heaven, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. It seems that at least John, the author of the Gospel, was able to understand the words of the Father. Though some of the crowd said that it was thunder, and others said it was an angel. And Jesus' response is interesting when he says, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine." I think Jesus says that because he, once again, already knows that the Father will glorify his name. He already knows that the glory is on the other side of the cross when he will be resurrected. And the Father's affirmation of him is what we've seen throughout the whole book. It's not just for Jesus, but rather it's for all the people, that the people would believe, and that they would believe that Jesus was sent from the Father. They would believe that Jesus is truly the Son of God and the way to the Father. Jesus continues, now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Notice his usage of the word now. All along, he was waiting for this time, this hour, and it is at hand. If we just take the first two phrases in a vacuum about judgment of the world and casting out the ruler of the world, it may seem like what the people expected. they expected a Messiah who would reign in power and cast out other rulers, perhaps including the Roman ones. However, Jesus follows these phrases up with how he will judge the world. He says, "I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." We talked about this before in John, how there's a double meaning of the phrase being lifted up. Being lifted up can mean being exalted, but as we see here, there's another clear meaning of being lifted up on a cross, being crucified. Verse 33 confirms that to the reader. Understandably, the crowd doesn't understand. They could get behind the idea of judging the world and casting out the rulers of this world, but what is this talk of being lifted up on a cross? So the crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man?" The reaction is, "Wait, how? Jesus, is this Son of Man who you're talking about a different person than you? Surely, if you want to be king, you can't go through that suffering, right?" In the last two verses, Jesus responds by talking about walking in the light. Even from the beginning of the gospel, Jesus has repeated this theme of walking in the light, or walking while there is still light in the day, not being afraid of the darkness. Jesus himself is the light among them, and he encourages the people in verse 36, "While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." As we think about this passage, let's reflect on Jesus' determination to go to the cross. Whenever we think about Jesus knowing his mission to suffer on the cross to make a way to the Father and going through with it, we are moved to thanksgiving and worship. We're moved to praise. At the same time, he sets an example for us as his followers. As the last two verses say, we are to walk while we have the light. And while we have this light, we are to believe in the light and become sons of light. In other words, we are to follow in Jesus' footsteps. Let's ask God that we can have the same determination and resolve to glorify God when we face opposition, when the going gets tough, in other words. Following Jesus may be painful at moments. In fact, it will be painful at moments. At some moments, loving people is easy, but there are definitely moments when it's extremely difficult for various reasons to love people. I don't need to elaborate on it, but the same goes for prayer, seeking God, serving, being faithful, etc. My encouragement, well, Jesus' encouragement is to keep looking to Jesus. Keep looking to his example as we saw him display on the cross, as we saw him endure the cross for the glory of God. When we surrender ourselves to God and ask him for strength and perseverance, he makes a way and he helps us to persevere to glorify him. Let's pray. Dear God, we just thank you for the cross. God, thank you that you saw it coming the whole time, and that's why you came to the earth in the first place, to endure it so that we could have a way to the Father. God, your whole life, not just the cross, was about making a way to the Father and helping us to believe in you so that we may have life. God, I pray that once again we'd be filled with thanksgiving and awe. And Lord, I also pray that you would fill us with that determination that you showed. God, give us that focus on you, that we want to glorify you even when the world makes it hard, or just sin makes it so tough, where it seems like we just can't keep going. But Lord, you have made a way, and we acknowledge that, and Lord, we pray for your strength, we pray for your spirit to just motivate us and move us forward in following you. We lift up this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.